हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Welcome to this Japa inspiration. We may have heard a lot how to improve our Japa. We may have even read several books about it. But then when we sit down to do our practice, we might find out that we are uninspired and we cannot apply what we know. At that time, it helps a lot if we set a spiritual goal. Narottam Das Thakur says in Prema Bhakti Chandrika something which is really crucial about this subject. Whatever I aspire as a practitioner, I will surely receive in my spiritual body. It is only a consideration of immaturity or maturity. Consider an unripe mango. If it keeps on getting sunshine, it will become ripe, fragrant, and very tasty. In the same way, if I have a spiritual goal, although I may be immature, if I keep on getting the rays of the holy name, wow, then there will be a maturity and I will receive what I have aspired for. So this is a rule in spiritual practice. As one worships, as one aspires, as one meditates, so one becomes. Should we desire to go back to Godhead? Yes, very much. One should be captivated by this information, writes Prabhupada. He should desire to transfer himself to that eternal world and extricate himself from this false reflection of reality. This is in the Bhagavad Gita 15:6. Yes, so spiritual goals, while you are still in an immature stage, are extremely helpful. And Krishna immediately responds. Krishna may say, you have given everything what you have and you have aspired for. Now I will also give you my everything. So, let us aspire.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.